Welcome back. You're tuned into the Occasional Detour. It's Telethon Week here at WRUW. If you haven't picked up the phone yet, now is the time, 216-368-2208, or you can visit the website telethon.wruw.org. We're spotlighting the birds today. We just heard from the birds with You Won't Have to Cry, an early version which was found on the pre-flight LP. The studio version appeared on their debut record, Mr. Tambourine Man, back in 1965. Before the birds, David Crosby kind of made the folk coffee house circuit, doing very soulful renditions of other people's songs, including those of Ray Charles. So we heard the birds featuring David Crosby on Come Back Baby. But for the most part, that's really just David Crosby fronting various members of the Wrecking Crew. Before that, we heard from the Hillman. That's a young Chris Hillman, both Gosden Brothers and Don Parmley, in their folky early incarnations before they all went off to explore the roots and branches of country rock and so forth. They were around from about 1963 to 1964. We heard them interpreting a Bob Dylan song, Fare Thee Well. You may know that song more recently as being performed within the context of Inside Llewyn Davis by Oscar Isaac, I think Marcus Mumford and company. A few years after the film came out, T-Bone Burnett assembled musicians from the movie and other musicians within that genre to play a music to celebrate the film and the folk tradition called Another Time, Another Place. And we've got that various artist collection here for you as a premium, as a in exchange for your generous donations. We started out today's show with the Beef Eaters. That was the birds. Before they became the birds, Jack Holtzman, the head of Elektra Records, actually dubbed them the Beef Eaters, thinking it sounded more British than their first name, the Jet Set. They recorded one single for Elektra. That was Don't Be Long, which we heard, and Please Let Me Love You on the Other Side. Don't Be Long was written by Roger McGuinn and Harvey Gerst, and although Michael Clark was part of the lineup at that time, he was not on the record, so we just hear Gene Clark, David Crosby, and Roger McGuinn. As you know, our main priority here at WRUW is the music, and your donations help us to buy hundreds to thousands of CDs every year, including the many box sets, compilations, such as the box that I took off the last two tracks off of called The Pre-Flight Sessions, which was an expanded version of the vinyl LP, which came out several years ago now. This one is two discs with a beautiful booklet and box. Really, we couldn't do this without you, especially here on the Occasional Detour. More music means less repetition, which is one of the many great things about college radio. There's such a variety of material that you can hear in one program, not to mention the 80-plus programs that air on this station throughout the week and over the course of a year. And unlike commercial radio and satellite radio, the chances of you hearing WRUW play the same song twice are pretty low. However, if there is the one song you can't get enough of, our DJs can be pretty accommodating. It can easily take your request over the phone or through our request feed on WRUW.org, which was built with the help of listener donations, I might add. I mean, with WRUW, it's really the best of both worlds, and we can't do it without you, so please call 216-368-2208. Telephone operators are standing by, and you can donate at telethon.wruw.org. We're going to continue now with some of the writers who provided material to the birds in their early years, and also some of the musicians who inspired the birds to create their blend of folk, country, rock and roll, beginning with this young lady, Jackie DeShannon.